الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we talk about historical background, a sabab of nuzul, reason of revelation of a particular ayah of Quran, verse of the Holy Quran. Today we have selected a beautiful verse for you, inshallah, we'll be talking about. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Aulana Muhammad, Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch this from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. It's a good idea to ask your family members, children, kids to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this short and sweet program from start to end. Inshallah, end of the day, you will be able to learn what message is there from Quran for us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us, what message is there. And inshallah, we'll also learn about historical background, sabab of nuzul of this very particular ayah which we have selected. And today, we have selected an ayah of Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 198.
ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين.
Translation: There is no sin on you that you seek grace from your Lord. So when you return from Arafat, remember Allah near the sacred site, Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, and remember him as he has granted you guidance, although prior to this you were most certainly astray. Respected viewers, the reason of the revelation of this verse is that some Muslims, they thought that during Hajj journey, if someone did trade, if someone did business, or he offered his camels for rent, then he destroyed or wasted his Hajj. So this was the thought when it came to some Muslims' mind. This ayah was revealed, and it was clearly mentioned, there is no sin on you that you seek fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning grace from your Lord. So when you return from Arafat, remember Allah near the sacred site, Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram, and remember him as he has granted you guidance, although prior to this you were most certainly astray. So we come to know, as long as there is no hindrance or disturbance in the rites of Hajj, so one can do business, one can do trade. There's no problem whatsoever, and there is a permissibility of that. Here, the maal has been referred as fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that fi nafsihi, the mal on his own being a commodity, it is not bad. But its bad use is bad. And there are thousands of good deeds which can only be performed through wealth, through mal, like zakah, sadaqat, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hajj and umrah, etc. And further, it is mentioned, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. So, when you return from Arafat. With regards to this tafsir Siratul Janan, it is mentioned that Arafat is a place which is the place to do wukuf in the period of Hajj. Saying of a very famous mufassir, the Haq, that Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam and Hazrat Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they met at the place of Arafat on 9th Dhul Hijjah after the separation. They reunited at this very place and they recognized each other. This is why this place is known as Arafah, and the place is called Arafat, which is from the root word recognition. There is another call, another saying, that because on this day people, they repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they admit their mistakes, they do i'tiraf, they admit their mistakes, that is why this day is known as Yom Arafah, the day of Arafah. Respected viewers, a few rulings which have been mentioned in Rafiq al-Harabain regarding Arafat, let me mention them too. Is stated in Bahari Shariat, if someone spends night in Mina but goes to Arafat before Subh-e Sadiq or before Salatul Fajr or before sunrise, he has done wrong. Due to lack of knowledge, many Hujjaj offer Salatul Fajr before Subh-e Sadiq. Instead of living in a hurry, Hujjaj should talk to the Muallim and spend the night in Mina. Buses will also be available after the sunrise. So this is mentioned in Rafiq al-Haramain. On 9th of Dhul Hijjah, after offering Salatul Fajr, in its mustahab time, remain busy with reciting Talbiyah, doing dhikr and making dua until the sun rises and shines on the Mount Sabir, which is situated opposite Masjid Khayf. Now proceed towards Arafat with a trembling heart whilst doing dhikr and reciting talbiyah and salat ala nabi abundantly. This is mentioned in Rafiq al-Haramain because we were talking about Arafat in this verse of the Holy Quran. So subhanallah, we have learnt few rulings and how should we proceed towards Arafat. Try to cleanse your heart from the thoughts of others. Today is the day, this day of Arafat is the day when the Hajj of some Hujjaj will be accepted and some will be forgiven for their sake. Deprived is the person who is deprived today. If you have shaitanic whispering, do not fight them, because it is also a success of Shaitan that he has engaged you in any other task. Thus you should have only one aim, that is the attainment of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That way Shaitan will flee away. Two great virtues of the day of Arafah. Let's also listen to this. Allah Azza wa Jal does not free his so many slaves from hell on any other day as he Azza wa Jal does on the day of Arafah, and shows to angels that he Azza wa Jal is proud of them. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Further, Shaitan was not seen as belittled, disgraced and humiliated on any other day as was seen on the day of Arafah, because this day Shaitan sees mercy being descended and major sins of people being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And further, it is also mentioned, respective of Madinah, that you did not know the method of doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the wasila of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you the method of ibadah, the method of doing dhikr, the method of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, you should be thankful upon this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, today in this verse we learned that if somebody is on the journey of Hajj, he can do trade, business, as long as that does not affect his rights of the Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to learn the rulings of Abdini Islam and the ahkamat from Quran and Hadith. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability to act upon. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, another informative episode. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.